This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Republican National Convention got underway Monday with party stalwarts renominating President Donald Trump for a second term in the White House. President Trump himself is expected to speak all 4 days of the convention. Last week, Democrats, wary of gathering in large numbers because of the coronavirus pandemic, nominated former Vice President Joe Biden as their presidential candidate at a virtual convention. The Republicans are planning a different scenario, meeting Monday in the mid-south city of Charlotte, North Carolina, where Mr. Trump spoke to them in person. He told the delegates, "This is the most important election in the history of our country." As the Republican National Convention got underway, former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and more than two dozen other former Republican members of Congress endorsed presidential nominee Joe Biden for the Democrats. The Biden campaign announced that the former lawmakers joined its new Republicans for Biden program, which launched today. It's part of the campaign's efforts to engage with Republicans who've lost faith in their own party's candidate, the incumbent President Trump. In a statement to Fox News, the Trump campaign dismissed the Monday announcement of Republican support for Biden. The Trump campaign will feature some of its own converts at the Republican National Convention, including New Jersey Representative Jeff Van Drew, who said last year he was switching to the Republican Party. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Monday the United States will ensure Israel's military advantage in the Middle East under any potential U.S. arms deals with the United Arab Emirates. Pompeo said the United States has a legal requirement to honor its military agreements with Israel. He made the announcement in Jerusalem on Monday after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Monday 9 vaccines are being evaluated by its cooperative COVAX facility. The COVAX program was established earlier this year to guarantee equal access to COVID-19 treatments and vaccines. Speaking at his usual briefing at the agency's Geneva headquarters, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said it makes economic sense to make sure all nations have access to vaccines. He said if only a small number of the richest countries get most of the supply, it will only prolong the pandemic. The WHO chief urged other nations who are not participating to join COVAX. More resources and more vaccines are needed, he said, to meet the goal of having at least 2 billion doses of safe, effective vaccines by the end of 2021. The number of global cases of COVID-19 has now reached 23.5 million. 5.7 million of those cases were in the United States. The global death toll is 809,000 deaths. The hospital treating gravely ill Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny since he was medically airlifted to Germany 2 days ago earlier said on August 24th that his tests indicate he was poisoned. The hospital said Navalny is in an intensive care unit and is still in an induced coma. It also said his health is serious, but there is currently no acute danger to his life. The anti-corruption campaigner and critic of President Vladimir Putin fell ill on August 20th during a flight from Siberia to Moscow. The plane made an emergency landing and doctors put him in an induced coma. A spokesman for Chancellor Angela Merkel told reporters Monday, "Protection is necessary for Navalny because poisoning is suspected." He said Navalny is undergoing extensive testing. The spokesman added there are other examples of poisoning in recent Russian history and said the world takes this suspicion very seriously. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe visited the hospital for the second time this week, fueling speculation he may be facing a serious health issue. Following his visit to Tokyo's Keio University Hospital, the 65-year-old prime minister told reporters he was following up on a previous visit and to undergo additional tests. He would not elaborate on why the tests were given. The 4-hour visit follows an examination last week that took about 8 hours. The hospital visit comes the same day Abe became Japan's longest-serving prime minister, breaking a previous record set by his great-uncle. He's served now 2,799 days as Japanese prime minister. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.